Good evening, good evening. I would like to welcome everybody to Sunday Morning Breakfast Monday Night Live. Let's get excited and ready for this call this evening. So at this time, I'm going to introduce Mr. Tellius Carr. Mr. Carr, are you there? Hi, Mr. Carr.
Yes.
How you doing?
Doing wonderful.
Great, great. Well, the floor is yours.
All right, so I do welcome everybody to the Sunday Morning Breakfast Monday Night Live call. And before I get started, I want to go ahead and open up with prayer. So, Ms. Shabree, if you don't mind opening up with prayer, please.
Yes, everyone bow your head and close your eyes. Dear Heavenly Father, I would like to thank you for bringing us together this evening for this exciting call that we're getting ready to receive. Let everybody open up their ears and their hearts and enjoy what God is about to bring forth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. So, y'all, we've been talking about this body by God, you know, who's your trainer all weekend. We've been talking about some spiritually fit. We've been talking about naturally fit. We've been having a good time, and tonight we're going to do some Q&A, some questions and some answers. So before we get started, Mr. DJ, I want to start with you. How has this week panned out for you? What you got on the menu? What you got?
And I apologize if I'm long-winded, but I want everybody to kind of close your eyes and picture your body as a fine automobile. It's a nice piece of machinery. The final exquisite cars, most of those you don't see parked outside the auto zone. If you have a car like a Ferrari, a Porsche, definitely BMW, Mercedes, it has to have an upkeep. It's expensive, but you don't take it to anybody for the upkeep, not even for a car wash. You don't just drive through the gas station with it. When you got that kind of exquisite automobile, you treat it as such. Okay, and that's us. When something's wrong with it, when it needs maintenance, when it needs repairing, it has to go to the dealer only. Okay, that's the way we should consider ourselves. When you, that type of automobile, and you, our manufacturer is God. So why would you take it anywhere else? Why would you trust your training, your maintenance, and anything else to any old body? You got to go back to the manufacturer, and that's where Christ comes in. Body by God, but who's your trainer? Your trainer should be Christ. Christ is the one that knows how you were made. If anything's wrong, he don't just repair it, he replaces it. But it's up to us. Some of us, like we hold on to cars and procrastinate repairs on the automobile, the dealer will tell you, oh, we got a scratch on it. We got to replace that. No. I'm going to save some money. But what's a few dollars if you want it done exactly right? Same thing with Christ. When we go to him and he trains us, we try to go cheap. We try to take any kind of Joe Blow maintenance person to train us. You don't take a Ferrari to a shade tree mechanic. You don't do that. You don't take your Mercedes because it has a bunch of reset buttons on it that they don't even know about. And for that reason, it's already paid for maintenance. It's already paid for. So when something's wrong, even when it needs an oil change, you got to bring it back to the dealer. Well, ain't that sound familiar? Christ paid for everything for us. So why not trust him? Why not put yourself in your body, your spiritual body and your spiritual mind in his hands? To have him see about you and trust what he tell you. Quit buying the bad gas and messing up the car and getting by. So the same thing with your body. Quit buying the bad food. Shimming on oil changes and everything else. If you get where I'm going, I'm just letting you know, body by God means something. The brand God should mean something to you. You were created in his own image. Even though there's several models that look alike, there's only one you. So why not trust God as your trainer? I hope you ate well.
All right. That's what it is. Body by God. And you made some excellent points there, Mr. DJ, before we get into our Q&A, y'all. And this is the God's honest truth. It is the God's honest truth. Your body is more important, more precious than a vehicle. There's not one car on the market that's more valuable than what God created in you.
Right.
Amen.
Not one. And you know you can't take them expensive vehicles anywhere.
That's right.
But this just so happens when it comes to the natural appetite, the flesh appetite, the carnal appetite. Let me say that. Because many of us know body by God, meaning that we are spiritual, we just have a flesh experience. You know, when it's not trained by God, you think that you're a man or a woman first. DJ, a man first. No, he's not. He's a spirit first. God spoke him into existence. In other words,
that's
he
right.
was a spirit before he became flesh.
All right. Right.
That's when you're trained by the right trainer. Because you know who you're trained by the way that you talk. You remember? Train up a child in the way that they should go.
That's right.
You didn't know if God trained you from day one. You know. Oh, well, people got caught. You know if God was your trainer from day one. How do you handle life? You know, life is the gym. How you work out?
Amen.
All right.
Do you make it work? I mean, Rocky didn't have to have the best equipment when he fought that Russian, but who won?
Amen.
All right.
Because some people want the bells and the whistles of life and the fitness, but, you know. There again, how much are you willing to invest in it?
That's right.
Y'all know that?
Yes, sir.
Isn't it how
right.
people, we invest in everything else but our health?
Amen.
That's right.
And then for the people who invest in their health, people look at them like they're crazy.
True.
Mm-hmm.
It's always going to be that one or two people that's telling you, you know, man, you know you can get that cheap, huh, DJ? It's always
right.
somebody else. But what if that was your job? What if you had somebody, what if they had people undercutting what you do?
All right.
I don't think y'all hear me because, see, we on, you know, we on esteem others higher than we esteem. What if that was your job?
Right.
Y'all know this? Hand wash versus a machine wash. People are going to pay $5 for the machine wash. But I guarantee you, they don't know their car. Either they have the lack of, they don't have knowledge, or they don't care about their car, period.
Right.
I don't care if your car is good. The thing is, you don't know about a machine wash. You know, a machine wash is just like mopping a floor, mopping your floor, mopping your neighbor's floor, not mopping everybody's floor on that street, and then you just dip it in the water. Look at how much debris is in that doggone mop. That, you serious right now?
Right.
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 Body by God training. See, when you've been trained right, in other words, wouldn't a hand wash be much better than a machine wash? A machine cannot get the contours. In other words, listening to people, they don't know your body. This is why I got to be hand one-on-one training. God knows it.
Right. Right.
But isn't it just mighty funny how people want to go the cheapest route but get the greatest quality?
Oh, yes, sir.
That's right. Yep.
You know, we want champagne with Kool-Aid money and have no problem with it because so many people feel, I hate the word, but I'm going to use it, so many people feel, they don't feel important until they think that they can get over. In other words, I don't feel important until I got pulled, and my pull is me getting over. In other words, when I can get a great product for a cheap price, I'm the man.
Amen.
Yeah, all right.
So you the man or you the woman because you got pulled because you got that trainer to train you for cheap. Huh? But here's the thing. You can't play with God like that because, see, you get what you pay for. This is why, oh, y'all don't get mad at me. You get the trainer that you pay for. This is why he said you reap what you sow. Now, why you get
right.
mad at me when God said it? You reap what you sow. You get what you pay
all
for.
Right. All right.
Translated, if you know that's what he meant. You reap what you sow, you get what you pay for. If you don't invest nothing in God, you don't get nothing from God. You know why? Because you would never know the importance of what he gave you. That's why.
That's right.
All right.
That's right.
That's right.
Oh, Lord. DJ, they missed that. Greatness
yes,
he has in you, you will never understand your greatness when you don't have the right amount of investment.
Mm.
I have no expectations. Well, you can't work out because I go to the gym expecting to have a great workout, expecting to get some good results because I got something to do.
Right.
All right.
I have no expectations in life. The dangers of low expectations, huh?
Hmm.
Hello? Do you put the wrong gasoline in the Mercedes? You see that thing where it says on that, the gas? It tells you premium only.
That's
turn
right.
around and
price.
Put the wrong gasoline in it. And that investment that you just invested in. So why, if you put the right gasoline in a Mercedes, your body, your health is way more. Why would you put the wrong food? Why would you put the wrong information? As a matter of fact, the gasoline is not just the food. The gasoline are the people who are talking in your ears that are negative. You're putting the wrong gas in your body.
All right, now.
They're gassing you up. But this is why we can't go far, because it's bad octane.
That's right. That's right.
Hello, the cheap gas, huh?
Yes, sir. And
right.
If you people spending more money on a funeral than in for health, then you won't pay your trainer, you won't spend the right of money for your health, but then your funeral, $40,000 and $50,000. Could avoid it all.
Somebody to put sugar in your tank. They didn't sweeten the deal up, but you know sugar will mess up an engine, huh?
That's right.
Right.
All right.
Oh, but you like them sweet words, right?
Hmm.
Ain't that something? Right?
Hallelujah.
Hey, y'all know you get it all the time. It's hard to live for God. It's hard to be trained by God. It's hard to be healthy. Man, my trainer tried to kill you. How your trainer tried to kill you? How did God try and kill you when he's trying to give you life? I don't think, what happens is people have gotten so out of shape, any movement makes somebody trying, that means somebody trying to kill them. Any movement.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. All right now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Now, you know, body by God, listen to this before we get started with the Q&As now. Body by God, remember the Bible says the first shall be last and the last shall be first? Let me show y'all something. Because we are foreigners, we are foreigners here on earth, we are aliens, Christian, body, the body of God, the body of God, the body of Christ, body by God. See, we're foreigners here because this is not our landing place. This is not our destination. This is not the final thing.
Okay.
Right.
We're really visiting, i.e. Jesus. See how healthy he was? His mind had to be healthy because, see, the thing is, I go to the gym to go back home. Whew. Okay.
Come on.
I go to
come
the gym
on.
To go back. See, life is my gym, but heaven is my home. I go to the gym to go back home. I work out here. Ah, Lord.
Come on. Come on.
Ain't that something? I work out
here.
I'm not eating in the gym. I'm eating when I get home.
Right.
I eat from home. I prepare my meal. At...
All right, come on. Come on, say it.
Yo. This is why a stranger can't offer me nothing at the gym. This is why a stranger can't offer me nothing in the world. The Bible said, my sheep know my voice, but a stranger they were not hearkening to. In other words, I reject food from people. No, I don't know what it's that contaminated. I don't know.
All right.
Huh? The gasoline, the fuel that I put in my body is important, right? Body by God.
Right.
The first shall be last and the last shall be first, Mr. DJ. You know how you know? Huh? When you are important, when you are high quality in God, when the world, the corner mind, thinks of you as low. Y'all ever notice? Come on, body by God, mentalities. Y'all ever notice that if God say yes, people say no? The flesh will automatically say no?
Yeah.
Opposition of God. Y'all notice that? In other words,
right.
The flesh put high, God put last. See, we put eternity high. But who are some of the most... Well, I'm not going to talk about people. Y'all know what I'm getting at, right?
Yes.
Right.
We put the custodians last. Huh.
Right.
So whatever carnal flesh puts last, you know God puts first.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
I just need y'all to understand that.
Yes, sir.
Huh? Y'all know that? We give the doctor more credence than we do the trainer. Do you not understand the trainer is far more important than the doctor? The doctor diagnoses. The trainer is the one that prevents it. Which one is more important, the prevention or somebody telling you what it is? Uh-oh.
Right.
Right now.
Uh-oh.
Come on now.
But somebody don't want to hear the truth today. They don't want to hear the truth. Listen, I got in the security system for prevention. That's way more important than me writing a police report saying somebody stole. Give me the security cameras, the alarm. I don't want to have to write a report.
All right.
Y'all missing this?
Come on.
But the carnal flesh think the polar opposite of God.
That's right.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it is.
Because the trainer is not important. Doctor is. We smile from ear to ear when we get a good report from the doctor. But we frown at the trainer who try to help us. See, we frown at God because we don't like chastisement. We don't like God's training. Because God is hard. But didn't the Bible say God chastises those who he loves? See, the physician, if it's outside of God, won't tell you the truth.
That's right. Teach.
Well, they don't care. They're going to make money whether you stay or go. It don't matter. See,
that's right.
Their game is a, Mr. DJ, a quantity game. But the trainer, God's game is a quality game. You know this is the reason why? Because hell expands daily. Look at heaven. Heaven is slim. Ain't that something, being slim? Huh? One of the questions is, Mr. Bree, I know people tell they go fat lies here on earth. But if they lying and they fat on earth, would they be fat in hell?
Yeah.
Shoot, they're going to be slim and trim. You know how hot it is up there? They're going to lose some weight.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's lemon trim. You're going to get in shape one way or the other.
Yeah.
Huh? You're going to get in shape by exercising, or you're going to get in shape by the flame? One of the way. One of the other. Ain't that something, y'all?
Right.
All right. Here we go. So we can start with our Q&As, Mr. DJ, Miss Shabri and Ms. Janice, y'all ready?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm going to start with you first, Ms. Janice. The first question is this. How can someone be so spiritually fit, yet they fall short within their natural health?
All right. So being spiritually fit and falling short in your natural health, for one, it can be a plethora of things. One, because they just like to eat. Food is a comfort to them. It could be a health issue. It could be a plethora of things, but a lot of people find comfort in food when they have issues and are dealing with things. Food is a comfort for them, so they're in the Word of God, you know, studying the Word of God, living the Word of God, but at the same time, food is just a comfort. That's what they turn to. And so when you turn to food for comfort, that just makes you naturally unhealthy because you're putting all the wrong things in your body.
Okay. Mr. DJ, same question. How can someone be so spiritually fit yet they fall short within their natural health?
Well, and you might disagree, but I think it's lack of studying. The Bible says study to show thyself approved. Education. Actually going into your body, I mean into your Bible, I'm sorry, and realizing that the two go hand in hand. You know, when you know better, you do better, typically. But that comes from lack of knowledge, not knowing that those two go hand in hand in the physical and the spiritual. So I just think they need to study more and get that knowledge. And then they'll see how it comes together. So Jesus, he wasn't unfit. He wasn't, you know, and I'm not talking about nobody, but at the same time, your mind has to be right in order to tell your body what to do. Your body needs to be able to do it. So one of them is out of whack. You got to have them lined up together. So like I said, just lack of knowledge.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Ms. Shabri, how can someone be so spiritually fit yet they fall short within their natural health?
Well, what I say, are you really spiritually fit? Because like you said time and time again, fitness and ministry go hand in hand. So if you say you're spiritually fit, you should be fit physically too. So if you're not fit physically, how are you fit spiritually? So you can't, you know, I don't think you are.
Okay. All right. I hear all those answers. Let me share this. The question says, how can someone be so spiritually fit yet they fall short within their natural health? It happens all the time. As a matter of fact, Jesus fell short, and he was spiritually fit. He fell short at the cross. He became everything unhealthy that you can ever think of. Even disease, obesity. He was all that. As a matter of fact, let me take it off of Jesus and put it on Job. He said, have you tried my faithful servant, me, my spiritually fit servant, Job? And Job lost his soul.
Right.
It has nothing to do with how we eat. Mm-hmm. Not all the time. It has much less to do with your studying. Mm-hmm. Huh? That's a great comparison, spiritually fit and naturally fit, Mr. Bree, but that's not the case all the time. You do understand that people can be spiritually fit, but naturally, it can be something that's a generational curse. It's just generational. Why do you think the physicians get your parents' health history?
All right. Right.
Hello?
Because they got to know everything that's going on.
Well, it's passed on.
Mm-hmm. Hereditary.
People that, you know, guys that may bald at the age of 23 or get gray hair.
Right.
Well, I
right.
guarantee you, somebody in the family.
Yeah.
You know how twins run in the family?
Mm-hmm.
Some things are just handed down.
All right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They are. So how can someone be spiritually fit, yet they fall short, may fall short within their natural health? It happens all the time. It does. However, this is a problem. A lot of people want to just stick it to people by saying, I'm not only successful in God and the natural things, but I want to be healthy and stay around. Just, you know how people say, you know, shoo, I'm happy because, I mean, it's just a blessing to wake up today. But what about the people who didn't? That's not a blessing?
All right.
Okay.
So
right.
We're saying that they didn't deserve, and we did. We said that they did something wrong, and we did.
Right.
How can someone be so spiritually fit yet fall short within their natural health? It's because God is still in control. Control what you can control, and let him do the rest.
That's right. Right.
Mm-hmm. Seriously. Because some people are bamboozled by the devil because the devil will say, look at Job. Job's friends turned their back on Job. Look at him. Lost everything. Look at him. He had the lowest point of his life. See, he was low to the flesh but high to God.
Right.
Right.
You can
Mr.
Well, uh-huh.
Can you also be physically fit but spiritually dead? Some people just worship their body and think that, you know, that's it. They're doing it on their own.
Absolutely. So you can absolutely be that way, but being spiritually fit, okay, is sometimes correlates to your natural health, okay? But here's the thing. More so it's internal than it is physical and visible to everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Huh. It's more internal than it is, you know, external. All right? It really is.
Okay.
Because as long as you have a peace of mind, and you control your body, you let God control the rest. Because I'm telling you, people don't ask for a lot of ailments that they have. They didn't ask for that. They ain't even do nothing wrong. As a matter of fact, remember the blind young man? And they thought that he had done something wrong. His disciples thought that he had done something wrong. And he said, no, they did not. So how can we say, well, he's not spiritually fit, or she's not spiritually fit, because of look at, no, what you can control. Now, see, some things you can control, and you just unhealthy. That's because of a lack of discipline. But I'm talking about when you have done all that you can do. Huh? You have fought the battle. You have fought the fight of good faith. You have fought it. Now what?
All right.
Right.
Huh? Y'all with me?
Oh, yeah.
All right. All right, here we go. Question number two. Y'all, we're talking about body by God. Who's your trainer? I'm going to start with you, Mr. If you had to make a spiritual smoothie, what would be the ingredients?
You saying you song with me, Mr. Carr?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, if I had to make a spiritual smoothie, first thing would be love. I have love in it. That's first and foremost. I need love in it for my spiritual smoothie.
So that's it?
That's all I put in there.
Okay. Mr. DJ, if you had to make a spiritual smoothie, what would be the ingredients?
Faith, love, discipline, and patience. That's what I would put in there.
Break it down for me, Mr. DJ.
Faith is your belief. Discipline enough to stay to your faith. If you're going to pray, don't worry. If you're going to worry, don't pray. You have to be disciplined. You have to consider whose you are, and whom you're going to follow and believe. Patience, because everything is not going to be perfect and go your way. And love, definitely. That's the foundation. If you're not doing it in love, then it ain't even worth doing. So you mix all of that up. Oh, yes, that's going to be your spiritual smoothie.
Okay. All right. Ms. Denise, what would you say?
I would make the smoothie with love, faith, meekness, forgiveness, humility, humbleness, patience. That's what I would put in it.
Okay, and tell me what it means. Break it down for me.
Love, because God is love, and we have to love our neighbor as ourselves. That's the first commandment. Faith, because faith is when you're able to just totally rely on God. When you can't trace him, you just have to trust him. So that's why I would have faith, meekness, because I would just want to just have, to me, meekness and humbleness go together. I just want to have a meek and humble spirit, you know, just treat everybody how I want to be treated. Forgiveness, because I have to be able to forgive, because forgiveness to me is, not necessarily for the person that has done wrong to me, but forgiveness is for me so that I can have some peace. Patience. Just need some patience so, you know, that I will be able to handle things. I just believe that sometimes every action does not deserve a reaction.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I have.
Okay. All right, so the question is, if you had to make a spiritual smoothie, what would be the ingredients? I would have faith. Faith would be my B12. You know, B12 is the thing that when you lack energy, it gives you some energy. I would definitely put some faith into some B12. It gives you a little energy. You know, because faith without works is dead. That would go in my spiritual smoothie. I think we need that B12 shot. Some people go get B12 shots. Well, here it is. And I would definitely put something called hope in there, because ain't nothing like it, just a dull smoothie. And honey is healthy for you. See, honey is my hope. See, when you put honey in anything, it'll sweeten the deal.
All right.
You can eat almost anything with honey on it. Now, can't you? See, in other words, I have hope, huh? Because I've just worked out, and I'm making my spiritual smoothie. This is the thing that goes in me after I done see all my muscles are fatigued. They pull it from something. I need to give them some. I need to give a little hope, a little honey. Very good, right? And see, sometimes some people want a protein shot in their smoothie. So I'm going to give you a little commitment. See,
all right.
Commitment is my protein powder. That's what that is. That little protein powder right there. See, that's called commitment. Because, see, protein, is what builds muscles. See, commitment is what builds strength. Because if you don't stick to it, how are you going to get stronger anyway? This is all that's going in my smoothie, huh? Okay? And, see, sometimes people don't like anything green. They don't like veggies, huh? But I'm gonna add that in my smoothie with a little honey. I'm talking about hope mixed with accountability. See, my accountability is my veggies. That's going in my smoothie. Because a lot of times people don't want to be held accountable. A lot of times people don't like vegetables. But you need them. Huh? You need accountability. All right. See, all this is going in the smoothie. You understand? Now, some people need it and some people don't. But I think we all need it every because you got to get cleansed. You know, we're looking for a good cleanser, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go ahead and put a little laxative in it called forgiveness because we need to flush some things out of our system.
All right.
Y'all can be quiet all y'all want to, but I'm enjoying my smoothie. See, some people, all of us, as a matter of fact, you need to be cleansed every now and again.
That's very true.
Let's detox. Mm-hmm. So we need to put a little laxative in it called forgiveness. Oh, it'll flush you. But are you willing to take it?
All right, man.
Right.
This is why a lot of people are heavy right now because they don't want to take the laxative called forgiveness. You need to flush your system. I'm telling you, that's about 20, 30 pounds right there.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? You all right?
That's right.
Uh-huh. And then I'm going to have my main ingredient. There's nothing you can make without water. That's love.
All
right.
Right.
You know, water comes in the form of solid forms, too, called ice.
That's right.
You can chill it. Huh? But it's the base and the foundation for everything. Water.
Yeah.
You don't have a smoothie without water.
That's right.
Yeah. See, love has to be in that smoothie. And then outside of my smoothie, I got to put it on something, a timer, and it's called patience. Will you just patiently wait for it to be done? Don't rush.
Huh.
Huh? Patience will be my timer. Ain't that something?
Yes, it is.
Y'all follow me?
Right.
Yes, sir.
This is very important, y'all. Okay? Because when you talk about making a spiritual smoothie, you might want to consider the ingredients of what you're putting in. Because remember, you are what you eat.
That's right.
That's right.
Y'all follow me? All right. Let's get to the next question right quick. Here we go. Here we go. About to get down and dirty now. I didn't have these email questions. Here we go. Monday Night Live, y'all. Body by God. Who's your trainer? Question number three. Mr. DJ, I'm going to start with you. The question is, I've heard that sex is a great form of exercise, and it is excellent conditioning for the heart. If my wife no longer wants to exercise with me, yet I want to keep my heart in great condition, what am I to do?
What you need to do is first sit down with your wife. And you need to find an alternate way of exercising other than just sex because too much sex is not healthy either. You know, it's like a...
Pause. You need it a lot of sex. Hold on. Man, folks, y'all heard this? Huh?
You got it's fine.
Mr. DJ said, I'm going to give you... Look, Look, on the 1st and 15th, that's what we got.
Man, you keep going too much, you're going to mess your motor up. You know, if you drive, you got to let that engine cool off sometimes, you know.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
And the block will be messed up. So, you know, you if that's the only form of exercise, you know something wrong.
Hold on. Somebody's texting me. What is too much?
Yeah. Too much. Too much is to where it's unhealthy because just like a woman has a body, a man does too. I mean, you can go to the well, but so many times, but shoot, if you clean the well out, ain't nothing left. So
you still ain't answer what's too much.
You
ain't answer what's too much.
Translated, get 3 minutes from him, period.
No. When you
what's too much? Get some vitamins.
When you over... Exert yourself, even if you take a vitamin, that'll be unhealthy for a man.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
These you got to pace yourself. Max, that's enough. That's healthy.
You got to pace yourself. You know,
Hold
on, Mr. DJ. Somebody, they say it can drain you.
Yep.
Where's the energy going to come from? That's when you touch and agree in God. He'll strengthen you.
Yeah, he's pushing you, but you got to listen to your body, too. When you and this is on a side note, when you're a church musician and you playing the piano, your arm broken, pastor gonna say, "Come on, we'll pray about it." But no, it ain't happening, Captain. You know, so the same thing when it comes to that, you got to pace yourself and be like, "Look here, you know, we okay." But I'm saying that's the only form of exercise you're talking about. No, that ain't gonna work.
Oh my gosh!
You'll right. be fitting in the hospital.
I'm sick.
All right. Well, if you can walk all day, surely you can. I mean, we can move it on. All right, Mr. Bree, I'm going to you next. The question was: I've heard that sex is a great form of exercise, and it is excellent conditioning for the heart. If my wife no longer wants to exercise with me, yet I want to keep my heart in great condition, what am I to do?
Okay. Yes, you do have to have a conversation, but that's a part of marriage. That's a part of marriage. So y'all have to communicate. Because she got the wrong sex. I'm sorry. And I'm sorry. I'm just saying. So, you know, it is a nice form of exercise. She just needs to get on the bandwagon. That's all I can say. Because okay. My answer will sound like it's going to be wrong.
What you got?
Well, I'm going to just say this. If he was my husband, I'm going to help him keep that heart in shape. We going all in.
All right.
But for the sake of the question, right, you need to communicate. You need to sit down and have a conversation and come to an agreement, because there is a scripture in the Bible. I can't call it offhand, but there is a time when a husband and wife should abstain from, you know, being intimate, but you have to agree on that. So you just don't stop the
right.
sex. You have to communicate and agree to that time. And then when that time is up, then you go back to being intimate. So
right.
Well, and Mr. Carr, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying abstain. I'm just saying if that's the only form of exercise, then something wrong.
Okay. So those.
But that's a good form of exercise.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is.
So just like the Bible says, there's a time. But here's the problem with that. You know, a lot of people use that as propaganda.
Okay.
Now all of a sudden they're holy. Now they'll say the Bible says the same, but they don't live nothing else about what the Bible says. See the propaganda behind it? In other words, they pull out what benefits them at the moment.
All
right.
Right. Right? Now, rightfully so, when you become one, your body is his and his is yours.
Right.
Or not. Hear me clearly. See, this is the unpopular truth about body by God. This is the unpopular truth about body by God. And hear me good, everybody. When your body, this life that we have is not our own, when God wants our body, give it to him. The problem is we do the same thing with God that we do with man and female.
Okay.
I'm tired. Huh? I don't want it. Well, go find something else then.
Mm.
Huh? And we don't care if our mate goes out, because we are so stubborn, we won't give it.
Mm.
All right.
So neither one understands the other. In this situation, he might want it way more than she do. She might not want it as much as he do.
All right.
Which is still a problem. Because
that's
if right. it be one mind, y'all should be on one accord.
Right.
Right.
You understand? In other words, the Bible says that he said, love your spouse, your wife, like Christ loved the church. In other words, God understands us, and we should obey and submit to him. But here's a great thing about God. He says, submit one ye to another. He submits to us first, and then we submit to him second, because he leads by example.
All right.
See, the cross was an act of submitting to us. Meaning he met a need that we didn't even know we had.
Right.
See, when it's all about pleasing your partner, huh? Look at how you train the body. I'm talking about training the mind. Because, see, when you say body by God, I'm talking about the mind first over the physicality, flesh.
Right.
When you train the mind, the body shall follow. Even if y'all want to get motivated in the gym, start to say to yourself, body, you're going to listen to me today. I came here with a purpose. Train your body through your mind. Tell your mind to tell your body what to do.
All right.
I don't care how tired you are, huh? You listen to me. I don't listen to you. So hush. Tell your body that.
Right.
You can start to train yourself, you know that.
Right.
Right.
Right? So here's the deal. Since sex is a great form of exercise, again, like I stated, it's not the only form. So don't just go at her that way. Okay? Because sex has much more to do with mental intimacy than it does physicality.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Right.
Because if it's not mental, then you're about to go through the desert, and it's about to be a rough ride because it's going to be like sandpaper anyway. Because it has to be mental stimulation.
Right.
All right.
So being on one accord is important. But it's not just about pleasing her. It's also about her pleasing you.
Right.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
So, see, when we have a body by God, that means being that y'all married, y'all should be on one accord, meaning God be the first ahead anyways. So I see the needs of my husband, and I see the need of my wife. So I know when to
all
move
right.
in, and I know when to roll over. You understand how it go?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Y'all don't hear me, though. See, when it's trained by God, in other words, God tell him and trains him how to approach the woman, and he trains the woman how to let him come in. See, it go hand in hand.
That's
so
right.
It's going to be moments where he know to back up because he understands his wife.
That's right. That's
and it's going to be moments where she know how to, you know, cater to because she understands her husband.
Right.
Huh? Sometimes people have gotten city, you know, they get that city mentality, not that old, you know, that old school mentality that says, I know how to submit one to another. Shoot, that new school stuff don't know that.
Right.
Right? So it's great conditioning for the heart? Yes, it's great conditioning for the mind. So you should be intimate with your partner at all times. I mean, you can be at work, they can be at work, y'all can be intimate because it's just the fact that y'all thinking about one another. See,
that's
intimacy
right.
starts before the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Y'all,
that's
good. That's
right.
It starts way before the bedroom. So I understand what was said, but you can never get tired of being intimate because God desires to be intimate with us at all times. That means he desires to be intertwined.
Right.
That's intimacy at its best. This is why the sex part is just an indicator of the spiritual part. In other words, when you're into somebody, intimacy, into me, in other words, that's the closest you can get to them is by being, see, God desires to be intimate with us, meaning he desires to be in us at all times.
All right, all right.
Huh? Because when you're in something, you can plant seed.
Uh-huh.
And you become one. You know that? Mm-hmm. This is why it's not
right.
good to have a lot of sexual partners. Married folk and unmarried folk. I'm talking to the married folk. Let me say that because the other ones, we shouldn't be doing that no way, right?
Right.
Because believe it or not, you take on the spirit that they have in them.
That's right. That's true.
All right?
Yeah, right.
Body by God, and being that it's a body by God, don't put the wrong spirit in your gas tank. It's better than the car. Don't do that.
Come on.
Right.
All right. All right, I'm going to start with you, Mr. Janice. Here we go. Check this one out, Mr. Bree. So the question says, the Bible says that man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Can someone please explain that scripture to me in more detail? Ms. Janice.
All right. So, how do I want to go about this? All right, so with that scripture, to me, when it talks about man cannot live by bread alone, I think it's just talking about when, you know, Jesus spent the 40 days in the wilderness, and he was tempted by Satan. And, you know, Satan was telling him, if you are the Son of God, then I command you to turn this stone, to make this stone become bread. So that's what I think it means to me. And so that's where I think that scripture comes, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
Okay, body by God. Mr. Bree, what you got?
Well, to me, when they say man should not live by bread alone, it's not talking about feeding him, or, you know, eating, going out to work. It's that his, the word of God, he should always, the word of God should proceed out of his mouth by living by the bread alone. You should not only live by the bread alone, not only your understanding, but always have God's word in you to help you and guide you through whatever you're going through. That's how I just look at it.
Okay, Mr. DJ, what you got?
Me, I feel it's in the natural, you can't live by just bread alone. If you were to get bread, no other kind of vitamins, nutrients, to those of us that do eat meat, or at least some type of veggie, and even water to help wash that down. It means to me, lean not in the spiritual to your own understanding. There are several interpretations of the word of God, but there's only one true God, your faith, wisdom, understanding, not just one principle. That's the word that I want to use. It's not just one principle. You're going to have to gather a couple of different principles in order to make a good, healthy spiritual meal.
All right. So the question was, the Bible says that man shall not live by bread alone, but on every word that comes out of the mouth of the Lord, of God. Can someone please explain this this scripture in more detail? Man shall not live by bread alone. How many people eat food? Oh, we all do.
Yeah.
Okay. He had that fish and some loaves of bread. Ain't that something? But it's funny how he had small that, but much work. They was full off the word, huh? Sunday morning breakfast. Why you think we said we hope you ate well? See, when you get full off of God's word, huh? But by every word, don't just live by what the natural food is. Live by the word of God.
Right.
See, in other words, your trainer, body by God, the word of your trainer, the word of God, it instructs you. Nah, doesn't it?
All right.
Who can live without instruction? Huh? Can you live skillfully without instruction? You know how much wasting time you have done? We have done by not listening to God's instruction. In other words, before we listen to the instruction, we would have known to flip over to page 88 as opposed to on page 17. This is why a lot of people get caught up with their past, because they don't listen to the trainer's instruction. If you live just by bread alone, you're living by what feel good, what look good, what you think is good. But see, when you live by the word of God, what you see and feel has no bearing on his instruction. See, the instruction is way more important than what you think it should look like.
All right.
In other words, I don't eat for taste. Lord, have mercy.
All right.
For taste. Some people eat food. Mm-hmm. Some people eat food for taste. I mean, they literally live in their life just to eat. While you have very few people who eat to live. See, when you eat to live, that means I do more living and less eating. Because I actually chew my food. In other words, the Bible is all that I get an understanding. When your body is by God, you actually chew the, that means that's when you start to study and you show yourself approved. I don't just swallow it, I chew it so I can get every nutrient in that, you know, word. and pull it out.
Right.
You live by every word that comes out of the mouth of the Lord. That means I live by his instruction. I live by his inspiration. I live by his promise. I live by his cleansing. I live by his forgiveness. I live by his boldness. I live by every word, his connection. I live by everything that comes out of the mouth of the Lord. The problem is a lot of people don't want the harsh stuff or what they deem to be harsh. When God tell them no, that's when they don't want it.
Right. That's right.
Then he said, every word that comes out of the mouth of the Lord, see, the Bible is every word. So why we turn away from every word, and we'll push away the greens and the veggies, but we want the doggone dessert.
Right.
But then he said by every word, see, this is why a lot of people, huh, that sugar high, because all they want is the sweet stuff. Even the natural parents don't give you that until after you finish the main course.
All right.
Huh? Man shall not live on bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of the Lord. Well, why do we reject all his words? So how can we live if we're rejecting some of what God say?
Right.
That's right.
I know what, y'all know what I mean by that? Trainers, clients, y'all know what I mean by that? In other words, now that I agree with. You don't have to say you agree with it because you a client. You won't agree with half of it. So does it matter what you agree with and don't? See, the word of God is still going to go forward whether you agree or don't. Well, I'm just saying I disagree with it. It don't matter. It was never presented for you to agree with or disagree. It don't matter. It was just presented for you to obey. Now, whether you obey or not, it's on you.
Right. That's right.
And if you don't obey, this is why our body is not by God. See, you can only lie for so much. You can say I'm saved, but your body can tell. Because if you're really in shape, wouldn't it tell in your body?
Yep.
Oh, y'all don't hear me. If you really was in God, shouldn't your spiritual body tell? Be proof?
Yep.
What's your before and after picture look like? Huh?
Hmm.
If you in shape, shouldn't your spiritual body, huh, be able to show it?
Right.
You know what
That's
your spiritual
right.
body is, right? Your spiritual body is your mind. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
It ain't about how you start, because anybody can, you know, pretend and run on the treadmill for 2 minutes until that person turn around and be like, "Whoa, Lord Jesus, huh?"
Sure.
No, I'm talking about when they come back after 20 minutes.
Right.
You still running?
Right.
Body looks like, huh? Since you're a child of God, and you know if you're in God's house, He said, "As far as me and my house, we're gonna serve the Lord. You're gonna eat everywhere." That means God's gonna exercise that faith, because see, God don't feed you. Without giving you an assignment. See, he don't give you food without sending you on a mission.
That's right.
Right.
The food is so that you can live. In other words, you eat so that you can live. I eat the word of God so that I can live life skillfully. That's why I eat it.
Right.
I don't have to like the greens, but I know as I mature, greens are important. So I don't have to play around with an iron pill because I'm going to eat what I know is natural. Whether I like the taste or not, I'm going to eat it because I know the importance of it. See, when you actually can get through the process because you're looking at, the purpose, now you can take every word of God and use it. But that's only for mature folks. Because, see, when you actually trying to live, I've never seen somebody trying to live talking about, "I don't eat that." If the doctor say eat it, that's what's going to keep you alive, you're going to eat them turnips.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
All right. I thought so. But that's only to mature folks. This is why, you know, a lot of people are still childish. But childish people can't go in the gym. They can't live life because they're not welcome on the floor. You got to be a certain age to get on there.
Right.
Monday Night Live. Body by God.
Right.
Next question. I'm going to start with you first, Mr. Bree. The question says, my husband is a workout fanatic. However, I'm starting to get concerned that he's losing sight of the ultimate health goal and placing more of an emphasis on his physical appearance as opposed to his spiritual well-being. I need your assistance.
Okay, what I would tell her, even though he's placing his attention more on the physical, she needs to talk to him to bring him back in, to let him know the spiritual is important also. Your inner part is more important also, not only your physical. Your inside of your body is very important. You got to get that together first before you even get your outside appearance straight. So your spirit needs to be together before you even do all that. So she just needs to have a conversation with him.
All right, Mr. DJ, my husband is a workout fanatic. However, I'm starting to get concerned that he's losing sight of the ultimate health goal and placing more of an emphasis on his physical appearance as opposed to his spiritual well-being. I need your assistance.
I think she needs to seek the assistance of God and at the same time go to her husband and make sure that he's acknowledging God in everything that he do in the gym. The result, the workout, the prayer, work out with them, but make sure you keep including God in it, you know, to make sure he acknowledges that every step, to try to get him to understand that's the whole purpose.
All right. Ms. Denise, what you got?
I would say the same thing. They need to have a conversation and do some fasting and praying together. So that he understands that, you know, although the physical appearance is good and nice, your salvation, your spirit man, you know, has to be attended to on a daily, you know, living the word, you know, through action. And, you know, that's what I would say.
So sometimes it's good to fast, y'all. Yeah. And when you fast, you don't tell people.
Right, right.
Contrary to popular belief, people think you're supposed to fast and tell everybody.
Right.
How is it
right.
a fast? How is it a fast?
It's not.
That's right.
Okay. So the deal is this. Check it out. Check it out. This is DJ. Check this out. Baby, we need to take a fast. We need to go on a fast. See? Mr. Caldwell, is that not telling somebody else? No, that's your one body. Y'all become one, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
right.
We need to go on fast. We need to consecrate. We need to get some things straight because I think we're slipping. You know, I think we're starting to look more of our flesh as opposed to our spirit man. In other words, a fast is when you take away something that you really want. Take it away.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're doing is you're proving to the devil I can live without it.
All right.
I not only can live without it, huh? I can't live without the God who sustains me through it.
That's right.
So, in other words, I got to back up from the gym. This is why. See, some people need to fast from their past.
All right.
Because, see, some people's exercise is, I'm still cool with my past. You don't have to be married. See, watch this. Mr. B, you know this is the deal because they'll say, well, we ain't fall out on bad terms, but it's the past. See, you got to fast from that stuff. You don't need that.
Right.
Right.
Tell me why you need it.
You don't. Why would you revisit your past or let your past stay in there? You don't need it.
You don't need it, right? So, hold on.
No.
Because we're talking about the exercise, okay? Baby, you don't need that. I love you, you know, as you are. It wasn't about the muscle, no way. I don't want you to become a workout fanatic. In other words, you have to have fine balance. We need to be healthy. But see, what happens is you start to get a little glimpse of yourself. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And if there's never,
right.
In other words, you will go to the gym before you go to take your wife on a dinner date. Problem.
Right.
Even if you're going to the gym and you're doing it in the name of God and you have on a fit, a faith-based shirt and you're saying your prayers, and that don't mean nothing.
Right.
The Bible says Satan, you know, he comes as an angel of light. They have a form
right.
of godliness. That don't mean anything. People who shoot people have a Jesus piece around their neck. What does that mean?
Right.
You see? So, no, it's certain things that has a criteria. It's called accountability.
Mm-hmm.
It's accountability. And you got to be first accountable to God, then second accountable to your spouse. You understand? If it's pulling away from the relationship between you and God and then you and your spouse, it's time to back up from whatever it is.
That's right.
All right? It's okay to be work out, but don't be excessive in it. Because when you say a workout fanatic, that means you're excessive. And y'all know what excessive is? It's called lust. See, that's where Satan gets us, in an excessive desire. Excessive desire. It's okay to have a desire as long as it don't mean the excessive. It's okay. It's okay to make money. But the Bible says the love of money. Excessive. Nobody never told you not to work out, husband. Just don't be excessive about it. Meaning if you miss it, you just go crazy.
Mm.
But you ain't go to our last anniversary dinner and you ain't go crazy. You miss church and you ain't go crazy. See, I want you to be excessive about the things of God, not the things of the flesh.
All right.
See, when you're excessive about the things of God, that's when you become my faithful servant, Job.
All right.
Because excessive about the things of God would also cause you to be humble. I know a lot of people saying, well, if you're excessive in God, that's when they're super spiritual. They're holy in their vow. No, you're misinterpreting. Because, see, they don't have humility. Humility would nullify all that. It would calm it down. So when you're excessive in the things of God, you will become like Job. In other words, I go to the gym, but the gym don't have me.
Right.
My baby recital come before that. Huh? I can do some squats, push-ups at home with my wife. I don't care. Uh-oh.
Come on.
Because we have people like that. They get so fascinated, and they get so, you know how it go. They start to look at themselves, start to look at them hips and calves and them arms, and all of a sudden they become addicted. But you focused on the wrong thing.
Right.
Well.
Right. All right. So I would urge this married woman, I would urge you to not only pray to God, pray with your husband, and lay some foundational rules. Get this thing straight. Because, see, here's the thing. I don't want to lose you to your flesh. Now, we are one, okay? We cannot give that which we don't give God. We put more emphasis on that than we do our spiritual body. It's okay to work out, but let's not be excessive with it. Let us not.
That's right.
Y'all follow?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And that's where that submitting one year to another comes into play, because he also should be submitting to her. This is why the Bible says that. Cooler heads shall prevail. So who said that he's right all the time? She can be right, and he should say, you know what, baby? Thank you for snatching me back.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Make sense, y'all?
Yes, sir.
Yes, it does.
All right, here we go real quick now. Question number 6, should couples exercise together or should they go to the gym and do their own separate thing, Mr. DJ?
Personally, my opinion is that they need to go together. I mean, it's an experience that they can both enjoy, see each other's progress, mm-hmm. and live within each other's progress. So, I would say go together.
Okay. Real quickly, Ms. Janice, what you say?
I would say go together. It just, you have more communication, support system, motivation. That's what I say.
Ms. Shabri, what you got?
I say they go together because it helps build a relationship when a couple work out together and they support each other, encourage each other. So I say they go together.
Okay. So here's my peek on this. Being that I do the gym thing all the time, I believe that a couple can go together. It depends on the circumstance. In other words, don't be going to that gym because you're trying to see if she's cheating.
All right.
You got to speculate. Leave it alone anyway.
That's right.
I mean, don't stress yourself. Get before God. If God tells you to move on, move on. You know what that means. Okay? It depends on the motive behind it. Oh, boy.
Right.
All right, now.
That's
it
right.
It depends on the motive. Now, if you're really going together because, you want to spend that quality time and just, cool. Here's the thing. I do not suggest that couples work out together when it's a serious workout. Point blank, period. Because women work out things differently than men work out. In other words,
right.
If you're married, I'm going to bring this to the spiritual side. You might be dealing with some financial issues in God, and you may be dealing with some, terminal issue, in your health, but you still need God. I'm not going to send y'all both to the same scripture. Lord, have mercy.
Right. All right. Okay. All right.
Y'all follow me?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to have him doing bench press some heavy squats. Ma'am, I'm not going to have you doing that. You're going to slow his workout down because I got to strip that whole thing down to put your 10 pounds on each side.
Gotcha.
Now, if y'all just casually doing a little light workout and that's that workout day where y'all just doing a little light something together, cool. But I really don't suggest that because what it's going to do is going to stunt one's pattern.
Okay.
It will stunt it. He's more athletic. He's trying to do this. In other words, let me make it simple and plain this way. Even if it was two women or two men, I'll take the two women in this case. If you had a larger woman and a thin woman, I'm not going to have them doing the same program. That's not fair to the thin woman.
Okay.
What's program? I'm going to put them on a weight loss. She's not trying to lose weight.
All right. Okay.
Make sense? So it's okay if y'all go together, y'all have that understanding. And, you know, I'm telling you, I really believe that when it comes to fitness and that natural fitness, sometimes that's just your, you know, you ever had that moment where you just get it with me? You know that's your husband. You know that's your wife. You know those are your kids. You just have that getaway moment. And that's your time where you debrief right there in the gym. You just let it all go. You might get on a punching bag and do your thing with your music. There's nothing wrong with that.
Personal time.
Personal time. There's nothing wrong with that. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
That's not that you don't love your wife and you don't love your husband, and sometimes y'all can go. I'm not telling y'all when and how much to do it. However, I'm saying when it gets to the meat and potatoes and she's trying to get somewhere, if you're not doing the same thing, sir, it wouldn't be wise for you to be working out with her. If she's toning and you're toning and y'all about to say, cool, that's fine. But other than that, if you're trying to gain muscle, but she's trying to slim down, why are you doing it like that?
Right.
Y'all go to the gym at the same time, just go separate directions. I mean, because it's not going to be the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? I mean, we can bring the kids to church, but they need to go over there to, you know, the children's side right there because they don't understand this stuff over here.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. Unfortunately, people make belief, and they do this in the church all the time because they have adults who should be over there with the children, but they're embarrassed because they are trying to pretend like they know, and they don't know. They never learn. So they're sitting over there with other adults,
mm-hmm.
but they're not learning the thing. Uh-oh, y'all missed that analogy.
No.
So now somebody just love him so much or love her so much, they going and sitting idle. They're not even getting in shape. They're just going to the gym. They're not getting in shape because they don't understand it. It don't benefit them.
Right.
That's right.
Right.
Hello?
That's
right. Exercise together, it depends on the day. If it's a light workout and it's like a Friday or Saturday or, you know, whatever your light day is, cool. Have at it. You want to do a little video for the gram and show people what relationships look like? Cool. But when you and they're really getting it, either she instructing you and encouraging you while she done did her own already or you encouraging her. I mean, but y'all on two different levels. And y'all do know that lifting weights and exercise break time is important. In other words, you don't want to lift and then take a 3-minute break. That's too long of a – you'll never get growth that way. You won't see results.
Right.
All right? All right.
Okay.
All right. Last question, y'all. Last question. Here we go. I'm going to start with you first, Mr. DJ. My spouse has gotten more and more unattractive over the years due to their progressive weight gain.
Ooh.
I'm purchasing memberships, the fitness clubs, as well as trainers, and even nutritionists. Is this grounds for divorce since they refuse to comply to a healthy lifestyle?
Absolutely not. What you need to do is reset. And that means you need to go back to the reason why you fell in love or married her in the first place.
First.
If you did that for looks, you're in trouble. Because
right.
you may not look as handsome as you did when she said, I do. So you need to find a common ground on the inside. And,
of course,
you guys need to pray together and do some things on the inside, more romanticizing on the inside and not worry so much about the outside. You hers and she's yours. I mean, so you need to go back to where you guys tied the knot to and realize the true meaning why you said I do. Not because of her body. That fades. just like yours, fade too. So I think you needed some soap.
That's all. I mean, she started off looking like a, you know, a diamond. She looked like Chinese marbles. I don't know, man. I'm just messing with
y'all. Y'all have mercy.
Look, I'm just messing. People gonna get mad. I'm just messing, y'all. I really am. I'm just having fun, poking. Miss Bree, look, she ain't taking that lightly. What you got, Miss Bree?
Okay, if you have a problem with her look, that means you mad her for the wrong reasons anyway, because I've been told to go ahead and kick rocks. But with that being said, you know, don't, how you doing? They just have to talk about it. You know, he might can help her or guide her into helping her lose, you know, weight or getting back to where she was. But she might not be happy herself. She might not be happy her own self. And they just might need to have a conversation. But that's not no grounds for divorce. No. Mm-mm. Not at all.
All right. Ms. Janice, what you got?
I definitely would not say that that's grounds for divorce. She might have been a dime piece. He might have been a six-pack, you know, but once old man time catch up with you, that's just it. Beauty fades, you know, so if you truly married for love, then, you know, again, have that conversation, communicate, you know, see what's going on. You know, there could be something going on while, you know, all this is going on. Communication is key. And, you know, I just believe that we would be able to work through it. We're going to communicate. We're going to get to the root of the problem. We're going to work through it. We're going to be good in the end.
Okay. Somebody said they better have a great personality.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, y'all.
No, wow. That's terrible.
So if you start off as a dime piece, even if you turn into a bag or sack of pennies, is okay. Okay.
See,
I mean, you can help do some stuff by romantically cooking for her. You guys eat healthy.
That's
you know,
the problem
include,
right there.
Include yourself. You know, include yourself. Include yourself in it. I'm saying, and make it like a couple thing rather than just, I mean, just because you one Reese's Pieces away from being a whale, I mean, you know, you can control some of that as well. You got to realize you got to get your stuff on and do it with her, not talk at her, but, you know, include her in your regimen too.
Okay. So here's the deal. It says my spouse. It didn't say who, man or woman. So I'm going to look at it this way, like they just said. All right? So, no, you love them absolutely because you love what God put you together with. You understand? Because your eyesight, your spiritual sight is more important than your natural sight.
Right.
Point blank, period. All right? With that come some things, degrees of difficulty. And what I mean by that is we still got to maintain. I'm not doing this to impress you. I'm doing this because God, my body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. I'm not doing it to keep you, because if I got to do something to keep you, I don't want you.
That's right.
Let me say this again, because some people miss it. I'm not doing this to keep you. You know how people say, I'm practicing abstinence, and you know typically that comes from the female. Now, if that man say, I'm abstaining from buying anybody dinner, lunch, and if I don't care, see, then that's going to be a problem. So stop playing those games, because we'll say we're doing that to see who really want my heart. Well, he can do that too, no?
Right.
Right.
Mr. Bree, everybody got quiet. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you now. I'm not keeping up with my body to keep you. I'm keeping up with my body because it is a reflection of who I house. Remember, you know, my house, as far as me and my house, we shall praise the Lord. In other words, serve the Lord. In other words, you know, cleanliness is important, right? So I eat clean, I live clean, and I exercise daily. Even if I don't get to the gym, I exercise daily if my faith inclined. All right? When you doing things into God, if they have something called legion, they also have something called love. If legion can come in appearing as one and be many, love can come in as one thing. When you obedient to God, you start branching out into different things that you don't even realize that you're doing. In other words, when I obey God, I'm going to keep up with what he gave me. So you don't have to all ever right. worry about me getting out of shape because I'm keeping up with God.
That's right.
It's not to impress you, no way.
Oh, right.
Lord, I'm missing this. It's not to impress you. It just so happened that I look like I'm in shape, but I'm more so concerned about my inside. Y'all hear what I'm saying? In other words, I don't study the Word of God. I don't partake in the Word of God to bash people. I partake in the Word of God so that I can live life and God can live through me. How can he live through me if people cannot receive me? Didn't the Bible say he will meet people where they are? In other words, he needs my body. Why don't I give him the best looking vehicle there is? Oh,
all right.
I lost on that one. Huh? How can I win people over when they naturally reject me just at sight? Now, you can say they're shallow, but how shallow are we? Because we don't believe in nothing that don't have money, huh? Not that
yes,
people,
sir.
Okay. Right?
Yes, sir.
Right. Now, I know this is not a popular subject because some have epitomized their laziness. And they've just battled this all their life, and they said that I'm not going to change, and I refuse to change, accept me as I am. I hear you.
Mm.
I hear you. But tell me this, and I have no problem with that, is that the very best version of you? Did you even give yourself a chance? I'm talking about you directly. Did you give yourself a chance to get your spouse putting you down? Did you give yourself a chance? Is that
all
the
right.
best version of you? You mean to tell me we couldn't do, I mean, first of all, exercise in God. Second of all, exercise naturally. You mean to tell me that's your best version? Is it?
Right.
So if we're not settling for less, why do we give people less than what they deserve? Oh, Lord.
Right.
It gets deep. Shouldn't we give people the very best version of us too? In other words, the reason why I don't date multiple people, because I want you to get all my attention. I want you to get the best version of me, not a half version of me. That wouldn't be fair to you, not would it?
Right.
All right.
Okay? So I'm committed to God and I'm committed to my spouse. So I don't do this. Lord, have mercy. I don't do this to please myself, because anybody can be lazy to please themselves. I do this because of my commitment level. In other words, I not only want to see my kids make it in life, but I want to see my husband and my wife. Look, I want to see them. I want to inspire them. I want to show them what commitment looks like. How can somebody say they committed when they can't even be committed with their own body? I thought that charity starts at home.
Right.
All right.
Huh? If you can't take care of your house, how are you going to tell anybody else about theirs? In other words, if you can't take care of your body, how are you going to tell somebody else about their body? I'm not trying to tell them about their body. When you're telling them about their life, you're telling them about their body. Stay out their business then.
Right, right.
Huh? That's a sign of commitment. Because, see, what happens is when it gets tough, the body naturally wants to give up. But seeing, being that we don't walk, we walk by faith and not by sight, our body can't tell us what to do. See, this is the faith part of it. So I stay committed, not because you want me to look good or I want to look good. I stay committed to the things of God, and it makes me look good. Hello?
All right.
Okay. Y'all see what I'm saying?
Right.
Yes, sir.
So that's not grounds for divorce, but it is grounds to talk. And we had to have a conversation. You understand? I'm not saying I want you to look good because I want you to look good and be sexy. I want you to look good because, for one, our health on the line. And that don't mean just because you look good that you're going to be healthy, but at least give yourself a fighting chance.
All right.
Yeah.
If people miss that component about health and fitness, it's internal, then it translates to external. Don't do it because of looks. Do it because of health reasons. Okay, you don't have nothing. Great, let's keep it. You understand?
Right.
Y'all with me?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. And we're gonna leave it right there. Now I know people are let me pray over it. Because people do, I'm gonna let you pray over it, Mr. DJ. People do have health related issues going on, and they've done all that they can do naturally. The doctors and the medications, and they don't know what else to do, and they're frustrated. Okay?
Man.
But still don't give up on God. Okay, Mr. DJ, let us go ahead and pray. And pray about that, please.
Bow your head, close your eyes. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you in touch and agree. Help us, Father, to strengthen us, encourage us to increase our faith. Turn me down, Father, and turn you up so everybody under the sound of my voice can understand as we are going through things, as life is out here. We do have one weapon that's undefeated, and that's you, Father. Help them to turn from different things and to come to you regardless. Don't take your eyes off the Father, that you have all power. You have enough medicine in the hem of your garment to heal us of anything, Father. You have the final say-so. We ask for traveling grace and mercy and blessings that keep us on the path and not stray too far, Father. Lift us up. Lift us up in the name of the medicine and help us to strengthen and be able to endure whatever is going on in everybody's life, Father. We ask these things in your Son, Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all have a great night. We hope that you enjoy tonight. And make sure you call in on Wednesday for our Bible study. But with health and fitness here, with your health and fitness goals, whatever it is, write it down and stick with it. Stick with it. Rain, sleet, or snow, no matter how bad or how tough it is, stick with it. Move. It's very, very, very important. Okay? It's very important. And not only does it help your physical health, it helps your mental health as well. All right? Y'all have a great night. We'll see y'all on Wednesday for Bible study.
Good night.
Good night.